Let's go to Proverbs 4:20. On that 20th verse, you note a paragraph and thought change there. My son, attend to my words. In Texas and Missouri and Oklahoma, we just say we tend to it. I need to tend to that today. Take care of that today. And someone were to walk up to me and say, Brother Copeland, I'd like to talk to you a little while. We'll have to do it later. I have this to attend to first. I must take care of this today. And we'll talk later. Well, you wouldn't take that as an offense. I just have something very important that takes precedent over everything else. That's the reason the Word of God must be first place and final authority in our lives. Amen. Amen. And I keep, you know, I guess you think I'm harping on it. I am. This is a blood book. The blood of animals. After sin, there was an animal died to provide the first two people. So blood was shed in the Garden of Eden. Yes. Once blood had been shed in that garden, then they'd get out of there. And because Adam was created an eternal man, the cells in his body would not have had, they would not degenerate over a period of time. They're called stem cells, as you know. But each generation produces fewer and fewer of them. The most stem cells you'll ever have is the day you're born. But the day you're born, you begin dying. And so your body just doesn't produce as many stem cells, and that's called aging. And you, of course, you can detect it in your body. But then once that took place, then they had to be removed from the Garden of Eden to keep them from eating of the tree of life and live forever. He was an eternal man. She was an eternal woman. And they could have lived forever, but they sinned. It just simply disobeyed God and broke covenant with Him. So now, it's important to see, my son, attend to my words. Not word. You could say that, attend to my word, but that doesn't say it. My words, all of them. All of them together constitute the word of God, because this is his bond. But this is a father teaching his son. Incline your ear unto my sayings. What does that mean? Well, listen to me. You be inclined to listen to me. Now, as a young boy, I remember one day, I saw baseball pitchers. They always had a plug of tobacco in their jaw. Well, I'd stuff my jaw full of bubble gum. But I decided I'm going to try this. Well, I'm out in the yard. There's an old push lawnmower, you know. And it's kind of hot. I was out there pushing, you know. My dad walked up behind me. He said, son, how you doing? I swallowed that tobacco. Boy, the yard started doing this. So he took me on in the house. My mother said, what's wrong with him? He said, nothing. He'll be all right. That's it. That ended my tobacco chewing. But he didn't jump on me about it. He just let me heal myself. And God, that's the way God is. Amen. He just walked up there behind him. He knew good and well what I'd do. But I didn't hear him come back home. I'm out that old lawnmower's loud, you know. How you doing, Ken? I was not inclined to hear him when he came to chewing tobacco. But later in years, I was inclined to listen to every word he said. All of it. Because he had proven himself to me. Yes, sir. And I was inclined to listen to him. Because when I wasn't, I paid the price.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He only spanked me twice. I needed it both times. I will never forget it. Amen.
Amen.
So I was inclined to listen to him. And there came a time when I wanted to hear what he had to say. So now look at that. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Listen. Let them not depart from your eyes. See yourself healed. See yourself debt free.
Amen.
See yourself an encourager, not one that just needs to be encouraged all the time. See yourself with it, which means you'll have to spend time meditating on it. Now, stay with me now. Keep them in the midst of your heart. What does that mean? I mean, don't think about anything else. I mean, just put it there first every day. I mean, God's the last thing. He's the last one I talk to at night and the first one I talk to in the morning. Amen. And as I was saying, I did some of the other guys, I did a new healing school outline, and it just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And I wound up with enough material here to do a whole week's meeting on nothing but healing and deliverance and the power of God. And so, this is a healing book. It's a miracle book. The book itself is a miracle. That it could all tie together over so many years and come out right. And people say, well, you can find mistakes in it. Well, find one. Now, there are things in there people don't understand until later. But don't ever become the judge of the word. Let the word judge you. I've had people say to me, I tried that faith stuff and it didn't work. No, the faith stuff tried you and you didn't work. Because you just, you know, take a shot or two at it, but that doesn't work. Now, in walking our way through this, notice this. Attend to my words. Put the word first place in your life. Final authority. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Make up your mind that the word of God is speaking to me. This is my Bible. It's mine. It has my name in it. This is my Bible. This is God speaking to Kenneth. And I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do when I do it by faith. And I am what it says I am. What am I? I'm a born again, spirit-filled preacher of the word. Well, what else am I? I am in Christ Jesus and he is in me. So go through the letters. And check out the in him, in whom, scriptures. Well, we are in Christ Jesus. Well, what are we in Christ Jesus? Amen. Now, and let's finish this now. For they, my words, are life. John 6:63, Jesus said, my words are life. Let's turn over there. Hold your place there in Proverbs because let's go there, John 6:63. John chapter 6. It is the spirit that quickens or makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Say it. The words that Jesus speaks to me, they are spirit and they are life. They are life to my spirit. They are life to my mind. They are life to my emotions. And they are life to my physical body. Well, give him praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are life unto all that find them. How do you find them? Again, you find them by meditating upon them and seeing yourself with them. Amen. So when that happens, then the 18th verse comes to pass. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Or in other words, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. What is that? Revelation. Amen. It's being revealed on the inside of us. Amen. And health to all their flesh. Now, I have a little note there, and you come over to the cross reference, medicine. What are we doing? We're taking our medicine this morning. Woo-hoo-hoo. This is medicine to our flesh. Glory to God. But now, at my age, I have a few prescriptions. In other words, I have a thyroid supplement. And, I take supplements to take up for the years I've used this body. Right. Well, at 86, I have certain supplements. And I don't just take one a day of vitamin. That's, I'm going to get it. You could do a one a day with four or five glasses of fresh squeezed orange juice. That'd be vitamin C for the day. And that's the big one because your body doesn't produce that one. And I take a lot of it. But my supplements are prescribed. I won't go into all that. But they're specific to certain things in my body. Well, and they come, my thyroid comes in a little ball about like that. It doesn't do a bit of good in the world sitting on my nightstand or or in my bathroom. No other prescription will do that. Uh-uh. Well, doctor, you gave me this medicine. I got it, I went to the drugstore and I got it filled, but I'm no better. Well, have you been taking it as prescribed? No, well, no, but I look at it every morning and every night. What's the problem? It is simple. You have to get it into the system. We are triune beings. If all one ever reads are dime novels, that's mental candy. I don't have time for that. And I used to read some things like that. I ain't got time for that. I just put all that away. And you have to make your own decision for that. But this, I read this book primarily. This is number one. And then I read other books about this book. And I'm careful after whom I read. And F.F. Bosworth, Christ the Healer. Oh, glory to God. T.L. Osborne. Oh, man. And E.W. Kenyon. Mm. It's so powerful. I couldn't read but about a chapter at a time. I mean, a paragraph at a time. And it just impacted me and impacted me. And then I found out what was behind it. He pastored a church. And he began to realize that he's teaching and preaching active faith. But the children coming up didn't have it. Then he realized it's because the Sunday school teachers didn't have it. He had a radio program. But they were busy doing things other than that. So he took his radio broadcast and made outlines. And he taught the teachers and he taught the children. And it came to the place where finally there was no sickness nor disease in his church.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, what do you think I did? I ordered those. And it was the beginners, and it was the advanced. And I ordered those and punched holes in them and put them in different books and studied them and studied them and studied them and taught. I taught some out of those on my radio broadcast. And the power was phenomenal. I was on the radio, and I said, one day it just suddenly came out of my mouth, "You're not sick and you're not going to die." And I thought, whoa, that had hair on it. I don't know. I just went ahead with the broadcast. Now, here was the testimony that came out of it. There was a woman in the hospital, and they had just come in and said, "Well, it's over for you. You have to die." She said, her hand just went over to the little radio that was on the in that hospital room. So somebody else had been listening to my broadcast in that hospital bed. She said, "I turned it on you," and she said, "Brother Copeland, you said, 'You're not sick and you're not going to die.'" I said, "I'm not." Okay. She inclined her ear to that saying. She didn't own a Bible. She sent somebody down to the flower shop to get her a Bible. Then she started following along. Well, she got born again, kept listening to the broadcast, baptized in the Holy Spirit, led her husband to the Lord. He got baptized in the Spirit. Their son was baptized in the Spirit, praise God. Then they paid his truck off to be debt free. And she said, "Just so you know, we're all in the ministry now." What happened? She inclined her ear. She didn't say, "Well, you don't know what the doctors just told me." She just said, "I'm not." And so she started saying, "I'm not sick and I'm not going to die."
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So now, let's flow along with this. They're medicine to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The issues, the forces of life. And you've heard Gloria tell this story. Well, I was in the Philippines with her. I saw the same fountain. But it really impressed her. Well, we were preaching there with Lester Sumrall. And David Sumrall had a church there, and he sponsored the meetings there in the Philippines, and we went twice. Oh, they're just powerful meetings. And but this right outside our hotel room is this big fountain. Out of that fountain flowed the issue of water. It's an issue. It's a flowing force. Even with just a little water coming out the top of that fountain, you couldn't get any trash in it. And as long as it ran, it kept the pipe clean. I was preaching in a small town in Oklahoma one time, and I was in the bed in the afternoon, just sitting up there in the bed with my outlines. And all of a sudden, I saw this huge pipe up there in front of me. Huge, about that big around. And there was a flood of water coming down through that pipe, and it spilled over the ends. And there was a little spew of it. I could physically feel it, even though it was a vision. I could feel it. Just, and suddenly it went away. I said, Lord, what is that? He said, that flow is my glory and power. And your spirit is so full of forgotten sins you haven't even repented and people you haven't forgiven, I can only get just a little spew of it through to you. I said, oh, Lord. And I just started in forgiving everybody and everything I could think of to clean out the pipe. Well, that fits along with that fountain. See, there was junk in my spirit. And one he reminded me of, we had come in, and there was a man right outside the road there where we'd turn in off the freeway exit and turn on the road to our house, selling cantaloupes. The umbrella over it, big hand cantaloupes. So, and I really like cantaloupes, so Gloria bought a whole sack full of them. Brought them in there and took those top two out. And, oh, they were nice, and the rest of them were spoiled. Oh, I said, Glory, give me that. I'm going back up there. She said, no, you're not going. I am too. I'm going to spank him. I didn't like that. She said, no, you're not. He's probably gone anyway. Well, I had to forgive the cantaloupe guy. Anyway, that's what that's about. You put away from you a disobedient mouth. Just get rid of it and be on His word.
I'm Caitlin Day. I live in Mountain Grove, Missouri. So I have been having trouble since last summer with my heart and my thyroid and just trying to get everything all balanced back out. And just, there was times where I couldn't even like walk around my house because just my thyroid was just like, I had to rest. I was listening to Kenneth Hagin's sermon all the way here and just knowing that like God's word is life and health to all our flesh. And so I just was standing on the word. Kenneth Copeland said, if you need to get up and run. And I thought, I need to run.
Well, if you need to run, run. Just take off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody in here not obeying God. Yeah, but I can't run. That's the point. Yes, you can. If God says you can, you can.
And so I started running around the auditorium, and I've had no trouble with my thyroid and my heart. So I'm just praising God for that. Keep staying in the Word, keep trusting, keep believing, speak it out loud. That's what I've been doing for months. And I noticed, like, I had a whole list of scriptures from the Kenneth Copeland magazine, and I was saying them over and over every day, at least once a day. And I just realized that when I would, like, slack off and only do half of them or some of them, I started to get worse. And so I was like, nope, you got to keep pressing in and keep staying that course.
Do you ever wake up and feel like the weight of the world is on you? You know you're called to be a light for God in the darkness, but your flame has become a flicker? Feed your spirit and build your faith with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's From Faith to Faith, a daily guide to victory. a devotion for every day of the year, each page offers scripture readings and practical word-based teachings to help you take hold of God's promises. Use it as a personal, family, or group devotional and dive deeper into the Word of God. Drawing from their own experiences, the Copelands guide you through applying God's Word to make significant changes to get on the victory side of life. Whether you're struggling with weariness, offense, relationships, finances, or addiction, From Faith to Faith will uplift your spirit and set the tone for each day to be filled with purpose and faith. Embrace wisdom and watch as you grow from faith to faith. Request your free copy of From Faith to Faith, the daily devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Receive God's wisdom, energize your faith, and take hold of your covenant promises. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. In Proverbs chapter 4, God tells you how to receive the blessed life He's promised in His covenant. My son, give your attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Victory over every situation starts by making God's word first placed and final authority in your life. Keep your focus on what God has said to you. Let God's word be the dominating force that governs your life, and you'll see the power of His word change the world around you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you to help you keep your attention on God's word throughout the year. It's their devotional called From Faith to Faith. The Bible says that faith is the victory that overcomes the world, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In this devotional, the Copelands provide you with scriptures and a message that will build your faith every day of the year. This is a great companion for your personal Bible study, and it'll teach you how to apply God's Word to your daily life. From Faith to Faith is available as a book, or you can sign up on our website and have it sent to your email every day. To request your free copy, go to kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.